The use of campaign billboards by political parties during electioneering has become a common phenomenon in the political arena, as these billboards are seen alongside most streets in the country. But how are these billboards removed after elections? A member of the communications team of the NDC, Alex Doe, tells Radio Ghana more about the issue. He spoke to Ibrahim Kwating.
Back at 1992, people have campaigned. Billboards were erected all over the country. And after elections, it's a normal thing that people remove all these things. I don't see how this thing could really affect or create any chaos. I should be asking you who actually mount these billboards. You understand? Those who mount should remove as well. We have a party, you know, we have a party organizer, we have party general secretary, a whole party administration who are responsible, and we have a campaign team that's responsible for mounting this platform, that's totally in charge of campaign. So that shouldn't be a problem. Once it is positive or negative, those who have mounted these billboards should equally take it.
So are you usually successful in removing most of these billboards? Because usually when a party loses election, there is other party supporters out of anger would want to destroy most of these billboards.
We have to frown upon these hate speeches being made by politicians. Why we must really advance the peace regarding this whole business of election. I must say that we have all witnessed it in 2008 when NDP lost the election. Frankly speaking, you cannot see any of the billboards around. By ways and means by which they have removed those billboards, it's not known to you and I, but they have taken all those things off the roads.
Mr. Doe also gave his impressions about opinion polls currently making the rounds in the media.
I cannot be complacent. The NDC as a party cannot be complacent, because until the last vote is given, until the last person has given the vote at the poll, you know, which is December 7th, nobody should be complacent as a serious politician. Polls over the years have really deceived people, have really ditched people. People believing in polls, making noise all about it, were disappointed. So we are not complacent. We believe in the do. The last day will determine who carries the day. However, we are confident because it is positive out there. If I listen to young ones chanting and putting John Mahama first round one time, if I listen to the old men and women, if I listen to the youth all over, having seen the advert, people are so much crazy. And these are the positive signals, these are the positive signs that what indeed the NDC is committed and is going to win one time.
But should that be the only determinant for assessing whether you are doing well or not?
Basically, sometimes, you know, you cannot run away from the truth. The aroma is everywhere. Everybody could see glaringly that what NDC stands for peace. You know, this whole election is between what peace and violence. We know those who represent violence and those who represent peace. And nobody will choose violence to peace. And the NDC being a peaceful party, you know, advancing the cause of peace, even listening to the president, His Excellency in JDM, we've listened to him speak at many platforms. It's all about peace.
Hey, Mr. Doe, I'm still on the aroma. Some of the aroma you are talking about could be inviting and glittering, but at the end of the day, if you are not careful, it could affect your stomach. So are you once again going by only the aroma?
In politics, there are so many things that happen. People, we say propaganda, do propaganda, saying, but you see, you and I know the truth, and the truth is always one. So let us not hide behind political dark color by saying that's not where it is. So I believe there's no hurting of the stomach, there's nothing suicidal about it. It is positive. You know, what is red is red, what is white is white.
You heard a member of government's communications team, Alex Doe.
Still on billboards, the flag bearer of the PNC, Hassan Ayarga, says though it is important for political parties to still advertise themselves after elections, campaign billboards should be removed after the polls. In an interview with Radio Ghana, Mr. Ayarga was optimistic of a one-touch victory in the December 7 elections.
After the elections, political parties, in their own wisdom, should see how best they can remove all the billboards across the country, because it is not election period, and it's for them, it's good for them to still maintain the billboards because they will want to advertise themselves more. But this country is full up of a lot of billboards everywhere. And I personally believe that after the elections, presidential candidates, parliamentary candidates, and other candidates should try as best as they can to remove all these billboards to make the country more decent looking and then beautiful.
Ayarga, let's go to the issue of exit polls and making the rounds these days. I'm sure you may have heard some of the polls, some giving your party less than 1%. Do you believe these polls to be credible?
If you listen to many of these polls a month ago, many were the smaller parties less than 1% and 2%. But in every polls, there are bound to be surprises. Let us not think that the two major parties are going to dominate this time around. As you know, many of the people who come out to talk are other political party representatives, groups, and supporters who always come out to say things. But the 7th of December's election is going to be different altogether because we want to do different things to get different results. So I am not worried if somebody comes out to say I get 1% or I'm going to get 0%. Let the 7th of December decide. Ghanaians will now decide who they think is their best leader. They are not voting for just the parties, but they are also voting for the presidential candidates.
Mr. Ayarga, with 2 days to the elections, a lot of surprises are springing up. Some of the rumors making rounds indicate that you are rooting for the president, John Mahama. Can you confirm or deny that?
I'm not hearing from you. I am standing as the youngest presidential candidate of this country to inspire the youth and the young people of this country. This is the time we can make good use of Hassan Ayarga and the youth. And if you throw your vote away from Ayarga, then you are not only discouraging Ayarga, but you are also not inspiring yourself again. And I want them to know that I inspire many of them, and I will not support any party at this time. I am for PNC, I am for Ghana, and I stand tall. There is no any platform that I've stood and said I'm supporting John Mahama or I'm supporting Nana Akufo-Addo. So people should not throw that misconception out there.
You have provided a time context. You are saying that you are not supporting the president this time, which is significant. Does it mean you are going to support him in the future?
That's what I'm saying. I'm not supporting my party and myself. We are not in alliance with any political party at the moment as we stand today. We are all going for an election, 7th of December's election. And all of us, the 8 presidential candidates, wants to win elections. So how can I come out and support something when I want to win some?
Flag bearer of the PNC, Hassan Ayarga.
Deputy General Secretary of the NPP, Abdullahi Fumbari, has added his voice to calls for campaign billboards to be removed after the election. In an interview with Radio Ghana, Mr. Fumbari said indications on the ground point to a massive victory for the NPP on Friday, contrary to some opinion polls predicting otherwise. He spoke to Ibrahim Kwating.
Whether we win or NPP will continue to exist as a party. And with the removal of the billboard, I think we'll sit down and look at it. Because as you rightly said, yes, NPP is a dynamic and very strong force in Ghana's politics today. So in the event of not winning this election, which we anyway we hope we are going to win, even in the contrary to not winning the election, does not mean that NPP has ceased to exist as a party. So unless, of course, maybe the position where we position the billboards is going to cause obstruction or otherwise, I don't see the billboards causing any.
The opinion polls recently suggest that the president is in pole position to win the elections. Are you worried by these opinion polls?
The best opinion polls are the Ghanaian, majority of Ghanaians. What people say is not does not bother us at all. Who are the opinion polls? The opinion is going to be the decision that Ghanaians are going to take on Friday. So journalists and people will be. Well, I'll be on the field. As I talk to you now, I'm not even in Accra. What people are saying, writing in the papers, that you want to come here on the ground where I'm speaking to you now, is completely different. So the opinion poll, let's leave it on Friday. Majority of Ghanaians, they are the opinion, they will tell Ghanaians what they want or how they, and not what somebody thinks is going to happen.
So does it mean you don't believe in the polls by Ben Efson?
Oh, well, I leave that to Ben. Ben is a Ghanaian. He's entitled to his opinion. But I can assure you that what he has said, or most of the things that he has written, I believe you have copies of those papers down. And then after the election, I'll call you and ask you whether what I'm telling you and what Ben has said, which of the two of us is telling what is actually happening, the situation on the ground.
Party in the past has praised him as one of the credible posters in the country.
Well, those people who are praising, I say, I leave it entirely with them. That's their opinion. But personally, I have a different opinion altogether. people sit down in the cozy of their bedrooms or in their air-conditioned office and write all sorts of things that they believe that's what is going to happen. They are entitled to their opinion. I have no dispute about that. But I'm saying that those of us who are on the ground, we also have a different view.
Deputy General Secretary of the NPP, Abdullahi Fumbari.